Welcome into A Few Good Minutes Now, and we're joined this week by Jaguars defensive end Ryan Davis. First of all, Thanksgiving week. Boy, it just smells, feels, it tastes like football, doesn't it? It's a special week.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like that. I really can't wait till Thursday if I get to, you know, pig out a little bit, eat some of those foods that, you know, I can't really eat too much of, you know, around this time.
There aren't many defensive linemen that can just go hog wild during the season. It helps to be 260 pounds.
Yeah, that helps a little bit. You know, I don't think me, if I was over 300 or something like that, I don't think I could do that.
All right, let's talk with our first topic about success you're having at 5.5 sacks. Did you ever doubt yourself? Small school guy, you were here for 2 different regimes, general managers, coaches. Did you ever see where there might not be an opportunity?
I'm not gonna lie. I think around my rookie year, I was on the practice squad. You know, I kind of had these talks with my mom, like, you know, I don't know what to do right now. It's kind of tough. And, like, you know, you in your heart that you can play this game, but, you know, but the timing just wasn't right. So, you know, a little doubt starts to creep in. Then talking to my mom, she calmed me down. You know, just, you know, told me just keep the faith and pray and everything will work out for the best. And I've just been having that approach every day just to go out there and have fun and you know, let things just work out how they may. Just go out there and play how I, you know.
So when you see where you are now, that's not all that long ago, but does it seem like a lifetime ago that you had those doubts?
I guess so, yeah. Seems like a while ago because the growth from that time to now was tremendous. And I definitely don't take anything for granted because, you know, I know this opportunity right here I have in front of me is this is great, you know. So I just want to go out there every day and have fun and give it my all and do it with a smile on my face.
Up next is failure. How tough is losing for you? I'm sure you hadn't experienced a ton of it in your college career. How difficult is this transition to not winning yet?
It's very frustrating right now. Obviously, you know, you don't want to come out on the other side of games losing, especially the effort that we've been giving in practice. And you see it in the games, you know, it's just the little things, you know, stuff like that, some self-inflicted wounds and stuff like that. But I think we all have the faith, you know, in this building. And I think once we get it rolling, it'll be a great thing.
So here's the elephant in the room. Everybody wants to know how the defense goes out and plays that well, then reacts when the offense doesn't. Is it the culture in the locker room that's strong enough to keep that from happening? How's that dynamic work?
We're a team, you know. The stat sheet doesn't say, you know, Jaguars defense, 10, and, you know, offense 7 or something. It says Jaguars, you know, 3, Colts 23. So we don't look at it as, you know, offense did this, defense did this. No, we're a team. So, you know, we lost together. So we don't see it as, you know, this unit played well, that unit didn't play well, and stuff like that. We just go out there and play fast, and hopefully we can come out with a W.
Money is next. I've taught you enough to know that your family's really important to you.
Yeah.
Is the real dream of the NFL the chance to change your family's fortunes forever? Is that really what it means? Because it's about money, but it's not just about the things it buys, is it?
Not really. For me, I'm a real big guy on family, of course. But for me, I think the dream in reality of playing the NFL, I think for me, I think it's more about respect right now. At this point, I don't think it's so much as about money. You know, I'm playing to prove to myself, you know, that I can play this game, you know, coming in the way I did and stuff like that. And it so happens I'm in a position to, you know, make a lot of money and change, you know, some of my family members' lives, and so be it. But right now I'm out to, I guess, prove to myself that I can play and then hopefully prove to others that I can play as well.
Haven't you done that already?
I feel like I'm still going. I don't want to feel like I've done that already. I feel like, you know, I still got a long way to go.
Talk is our fourth topic. You talk a lot. You talk well. Yeah. You're a little soft-spoken sometimes, but on the field you play with great energy. Mm-hmm. Tell me, do you talk a lot on the field?
Somewhat.
I've heard that you do.
Somewhat. It depends. I think I was mic'd up for one of these games, so I don't know if they go back and listen to it, then you might find a whole bunch of trash talking. Mm-hmm. I think it was a Pittsburgh Steelers game. So.
Yeah, that's it.
Just watch it. Stop talking. Watch it.
Yeah, so in person, yeah, I'm kind of laid back, soft-spoken. I'm not a real good public speaker. I'm trying to work on that. But on the field, yeah, it's like a different person out there. I go out there, I talk a lot of trash, and I like to get in other people's head at times.
All right, let's wrap it up with 813, the area code of the Tampa area where you grew up.
Yes,
you
yes.
played in Tampa. There you go.
Yes,
played
yes,
in Tampa.
Yes.
Came over to Daytona. Now you're in Duval. Mm-hmm. You're a Florida guy through and through.
Yes.
Where's your favorite spot in Florida?
Favorite spot in Florida, besides home, Tampa, Florida. probably be Miami. I love going down there just to hang out and have fun down there. I mean, it's a good time, you know, I guess the perfect weather, and then, you know, I'm a single guy, so it's pretty ladies down there also, so that's also fun to look at and whatnot. And
we said he could talk, folks.
Yeah.
What, I'm from the Midwest, I'm from Kansas, where barbecue is the food. What's the food of Florida? I mean, if you're taking someone who's not from Florida out to eat, this is Florida. What is it?
This is Florida. What is it? I'm going to just stick to where I'm from. Where I'm from in Tampa, we had these things called Cuban sandwiches. They're amazing. Like, you just have to go to Tampa to try a Cuban sandwich and stuff like that. But for me, like, my favorite food would probably be it's simple, fish and grits. You know, when I went home this past bye week, I had my mom make fish and grits for me and my friends because, you know, I'm just in love with that meal. There's no way you can mess that up for me.
You are the ultimate homeboy. You love playing in Florida.
Yeah.
What a blessing for you, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a blessing, and I'm definitely thankful for this opportunity. You know, when I sit back and look at it, you know, at the end of the day, I think this will be very cool, like a very cool experience for me. Yeah.
We hope you thought a few good minutes was a cool experience. I know you're a broadcast guy, so hopefully you'll come back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely come back.
Ryan Davis, thanks so much. Appreciate your time. We'll see you next week here in a few good minutes.